on Ksiv. You go Bosa the Ksiv the way it's written, not the way we read it. It's written like a Loshon Yochid, Yarshiyun. So therefore, it's not a Loshon Rabbim, you only need three Dayonim. Om Reb Yitzchok Bar Yosi, Om Reb Yechanun. I'll tell you that Rebbe, for Rebbe Yehuda ben Royitz, Obey Shammai, for Rebbe Shimon, for Rebbe Akiva, all these Mandiyomrim, Kulo Svirulu Yeshim Lemikro. That we go after the way we read the Pasuk. Sometimes in the Chumash it's written down one way, and there's a Kabbalah, Allah Lamashim Sinna, that we read it differently. Like sometimes it's missing a noise, it's written one way, and we read it Asheyashiyun. And even though, like we read it with the Vav, Asheyashiyun, even though it's only written without the Vav, that's a shalom. Do you go boss the Ksiv, the way it's written in the Sefer Torah, or do you go boss the Kriya, the way we read it, the way our Kabbalah, how we're supposed to read it? So all these Mandiyam hold Yeshim LeMikra. You always go boss the way it's written in the Torah. Rashi says, Yesh in the Mikra means Bosa Kriyaz Linan. You go the way we read it, not the way the Ksiv it's written, but Yeshim LeMikra the way we read it. The Yikah. Therefore, the way we read this word, even though it's written Yashi'un without the Vav, but we read it with the Vav, Ash Yashi'un, we read it. We read it Yashi'un, therefore it's Lashon Rabbim. Rebbe Hodi Amorin. Rebbe is like we just said. The Rebbe says, we read the word Ash Yashi'un, that means the Lashon Rabbim too. Even though the Ksiv, it's written only without the Vav. So you see, Rebbe goes both to the Kriya, the way we read it, not the way it's written. If you have Yehuda ben Royitz, how do we know he holds that way? The Tani will learn like this. Sho'alu Tamidim es Yehuda ben Royitz. His Tamidim asked him, Ekrani, maybe I should read the Posik, Shivim, that for 70 days. The locker is after a lady gives birth to a girl, so you know she's Tamei for 2 weeks. So the Posik says Shvuayim. It says Shvuayim. But in the Torah it's written Shivim. It's just written Shin Beis Ayin Yud Mem. We read it Shivu Ayin, 2 weeks. But the Talmidim says, how do you know to read she's only Talmid for 2 weeks? Maybe read it the way it's written. It's written Shivim. Maybe she's Talmid for 70 days. So Mura says, Yochel, you thought this, you would think, Yochel Teyeledes Nekeva Tamei Shivim. Maybe a lady, when she gives birth to a girl, maybe she's Talmid for the next 70 days. Omelensi said back to them, listen, the Torah says the Pasha gave birth to a Zohar. It says that she's Tomei for 7 days, and then she's Tor for 33 days. Now, it says the same thing, that we know she's Tomei for 14 days, and then she's Tor for another 64 days till 80 days. So, Ma Kishatir B'Zohar. Just like when the Torah says that she gives birth to a Zohar, she's Tor. Vinikeva Kiflayim. By the cave, it's double the amount of days that she's Tor. She's Tor for 66 days. It's Afkishatime. The same way when the Torah says you give birth to a boy or to a girl that you're Tomei, the Zohar, so the Torah says if the lady gives birth to a boy, she's Tomei for 7 days, even if she doesn't see any dam. If she gives birth without seeing any blood, still she's Tomei for 7 days. So the cave of Kiflayim, that's the svara to say she gives birth to a girl. What the pasuk means is she's tummy for 2 weeks. Not for 70 days, but for 2 weeks. Now, liachar sheyotzo, after the tamidim went out, yotzo umachzer acher, and they went after them. Omulem, they said back to him, iyatem tzukukim lakach, why do you have to say that svara for your lakava, like your limud, that will learn out yimei tummy from yimei tor? They asked him back, what do you have to say that way for? Shvuayim Karinim. Why don't you say Poshit, go Bosa the Kriya? We know we read the Pasuk Shvuayim, even though it's written Shivim in the Pasuk, but we know we do not read it Shivim, we read it Shvuayim. So you should, it's in the Talmidim, wherever he asked Rabbi Yehuda back, you should have said Poshit. You know how I know when Ishi gives birth to a girl with Tommy for 2 weeks? Because the Pasuk says Shvuayim. And V'yeshim LeMikra, we should go Bosa the reading. V'yeshim LeMikra. The Maaseh was that after the Talmidim went away from you, the Ben Royitz, he went after them. Yotzo Matzim, he went after them. The Talmidim answered this. So now the Rebbe of Yehuda Ben Royitz went back to them and said back to them, what do you have to come on to what you're saying for? I have a push to Teretz. In other words, I hold Yeshim LeMikra, that we darshin how we read the Sefer Torah, not only the way it's written. That's a Rai also of Yehuda Ben Royitz holds Yeshim LeMikra. You go after the way we read the Pasuk. And the way we read it is, Shivuayim, therefore I know that it means she's Tomei for 2 weeks and not for 70 days. Says the Rambam, Yehuda ben Roy, it also holds Yeshem u'mikra. Beishamai, where's Beishamai? How do we know Beishamai holds this? Tetnam, we learn like this. Beishamai yermim, kol ha-nitnen ala mizbech ha-chitzen. Anytime you use the outside mizbech to make the zrika sadam, when you bring kabonis, and you have to nitna means make a zrika, put the dam on the mizbech, Rashi says, kol nitna means oilo shlomin, v'yoshim, ha-tunim shtei matana shein arba. You have to make two times the spritz at the corner. When you spritz one time at the corner, it goes on both sides of the corner. Then you go on the other side and also spritz one time, that the spritzing goes on both sides of the corner. So it's called two times you're spritzing, but it's like four, because it goes on all four sides. That's called Shtei Matana Shem Arba. What's going to be? Yeah. So Beisham is like this. Kol HaNitna LeMizbeach HaChitzen SheNitna Matana Achat Kippur. Even though L'Chatchila you're supposed to do two times, two Zrikas, if the person of the Kohen only made one Zrika, still it's kosher. You know the Korban, you have your Kapara. Why? Shenemar says, V'Dam Zvachecha Yishofech, V'Sundashin. U'V'Chatis, what about by Korban Chatis he holds? He holds Shtei Matanis. That even though L'Chatchila by Korban Chatis is supposed to make four Zrikas on all four sides, but B'Dievet, if you make two, it's also a Kippur, you have your Kapara. That's what Beishami says. Even by Korban Chatis, that you're supposed to chatchila make four zrikas, shenosna b'maton achas. Let's say b'dievet the Kohen only spritzed one time, he only made one matona, he's also keeper. That's what Beis Hillel holds. So kitzas of achlokes b'sham and Beis Hillel by Korban Chatis, if you make one zrika, or is it yotza, you have a kapara not? Beis Hillel holds, yes, you have a kapara. B'sham says, no, you have no kapara. Now what's the machlokes? The Yom Rafuna, my time with the Beis Shammai, what is Beis Shammai said that a Korban Chatas is different? That here you have to have two Zrikas. It's not enough to have one, because Kronos, 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 says the word Kronos, Kronos, Kronos three times. Herei Kan Sheish, as if it says six times. Like you have to have six Zrikas. What kind of six? We only have to have four. So it means tell us like this. Arba le mitzvah. That lechetchila le mitzvah is supposed to make four Zrikas. But our koponim was shtayim liyakev. That you should know b'dievet, if you only do two, you also yaitzah. You also yaitzah, you have your kapara. But our koponim you have to have are two. So Rashi says, Kronos, 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 Bechata Shemazer Chitzen Ksiv, Beseya, Beseya, Denosi Ksiv, Kronos Chosar, Uvekavso, the Yochid Ksiv, Kronos Mole, Beseya, the Yochid Ksiv, Kronos Chosar. Yeah. So Kitzah, Beishama here, Lechura goes after the Mikra, the way we read these psukim. We read all these three words, Lashon Rabin, Kronos, Kronos, Kronos. Even though it's written, two of them is missing the vav. So you see, Beis Shammai goes after the Kriya, how we read it, not the way it's written. However, Beis Hillel Lomrim, no. Kronos, Kronos, Kronos. You go both to the Ksiv, the way it's written in the Torah. It's written one time Kronos, plural, two, but the next two times it's written Lashon Yochid. Harei Kanaba. So all you have here is just four together. Two and two is four. And so what do we do with the four? Gimul lemitzvah, that lemitzvah is supposed to make the zrika on three corners. The achas likav, that our koponim, if you only do it on one, you also mekayim. So according to koponim, again, clearly you see, according to Beis Shammai, three darshans, kronos, 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 six, even though it's written not that way, because it goes after the mikra, the way we read it, not the way it's written. All right, turn over. Nadimur says, V'yema may be kulu lemitzvah. Maybe all of them is only lemitzvah. Means even if you don't make this rik altogether, maybe you have your kapara. Sumar says, no. Kapara bechtilu ashkechon. We don't find a person has a kapara like for nothing. Of course, we know the yikra, the korban is to make a shchita and then to work with the dam. You have to make the shchita in order to have a kabbalah sadam. And then you take the dam and make halacha, you walk to the mizbech, and then you make this rika. We know, of course, the Gemar Kapora, the main part of the Kapora, is the Zrika, sprinkling the dam on the Mizbeach. So Avad, you can't get away with the Kapora without making a Zrika. So Kitzah, this is the Raya B'Sham Yosef holds, Yesh Im Lemikru. We go the way we read it, and not the way it's written. Rabbi Shimon, where's the Raya Rabbi Shimon also holds it like this? Titania, learn the Gemara in Sukkah. Shtayim Kilchosim. Yeah, by Sukkah, you have to have at least two good walls. Or Shlishis Afidu Tefach. The third wall is enough, even though it's only a Tefach. However, Rabbi Shimon, I know, Shlesha Kilchasen, you have to have three walls, Kilchasen, at least seven tefachim long.
or revius on the fourth wall, that's a filo tefach. So what's the machlekes? The Gemara explains there by my kemiflagi, Rabbonin sarvi yeshim lemisaris. The Rabbonin say, you go boss it the way it's written. It's written, sukkos, chosar. So therefore, all you have to have is just three walls, and the halacha is that the third wall is enough for tefach. Rabbi Shimon Savano, yeshim lenikra. Go the way we read the psukim. We read the pasuk psukim, sukkos. So we read it sukkos, like you have six. Therefore, he dashes one legufe, so he left off with two, which means four walls. So he holds mikra, then you have to have four walls for the sukkah. Then the local Moshe Messina is that the fourth wall is enough for tefach. But you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, also you go boss the mikra the way you read it. Rabbon and Savrino, yeshim l'mesaris, you have to go the way it's written. Basukais, basukas, basukais. So it's written two chaser, one mole. Hare kanarba. That's like you need four walls. So dal chad kro legufe. One pasuk is legufe can't ashen. Parshlo tlosa. It's left over. You need three walls for the sukkah. And so also hilchosah. We know that the lach l'moshe m'sina that on one wall is enough a tefach. That comes geros alishlishis v'yakimta tefach. It comes to say that the third wall you do not need a complete wall, but it's enough just a tefach on the third wall. That's the rabbanan shita. However, Rabbi Shimon Savar ba'sukos ba'sukos ba'sukos. We read it. Sukkos. So harei kan shesh. It's like you have three times two. You have six. Dal chad kro legufe. One word basukos you need legufe to teach us. You have to make a sukkah. Tosh lo abo. You left over with two extra ones. As if to teach us. You need four walls. If so, you need four walls. But we have osi hilchaso. There's a lach l'mashem sinai. Goros l'revius that takes away the fourth wall. V'yukma tefach. That's Reb Shimon Shita. But Nachma, you see, Reb Shimon holds Yeshim leMikra. You go after the way we read the Torah. Rabbi Akiva, where's the Rai Rabbi Akiva holds? The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Akiva Raimer, Minayin the Revi is Dam. Sheyotze Mishnei Mesim. If you have two dead people and one Revi is of Dam comes out from both of them, Shematama B'Yoyel. How do we know that still that Revi is of Dam has a Tumas Oil? If it goes under a roof and there are other Kalim under the roof, the other Kalim become Tami. How do we know this? Shneim the pasuk says, "I'll call nafshay smeis layavoi." Shtei nafashes, talking about nafshay is mashma plural two nafashes. V'shir echad, and you only the shir of one. Rashi says, "Nafshay haynu dam dikri nefesh revius he shir chiyusa shalodim." You always need a revius. That's the shir of a person lives with a revius of dam. Dikri meis that sheyetsa by shir misa. You're not called the meis until left you at least revius dam. Shtei nafashes mashma mishnei bnei yadim. Uksiv meis. The pasuk says, "I call nafshoyis meis." So nafshoyis is mashma from two people, and meis is mashma from one. Kedei misa, haina revius. That's the way Rabbi Kiva Dashin see it. That even though you had from nafshoyis two people, meis only a one revius of dam. That one revius of dam that came out from two meisim, it has two masal oil on it. For Rabbanan says no, nafoshiksiv. Even though we read it nafshoyis. But it's not the way it's written. The way it's written in the Torah, it says nefoshes. It's written like that, nefoshes tif. So it's now lashon rabin. So again, you see, Reb Kiva holds you go basa mikra the way we read it, and the rabbanim say no, you go basa the way it's written. Maskev lo Rav Acher by Yaakov. Now yes, Akasha. Mi ika the less layeshim lemikra. Is there anybody that holds that we don't go after the way we read something? They're telling me that you only go basa the way it's written. If so, what time you learn like this? Bechelev imay. Says what you can't cook meat, bechelev imay. We know with dashin it means chalav imay, that you can't cook milk and meat together. Now yochol bechelev, maybe the pasuk doesn't mean milk, maybe it doesn't mean chalav milk, maybe it means chelev. Maybe it means you're not allowed to cook the meat and the fat together. Maybe that's what the pasuk says. How do we know to read the word chalav? Maybe it means chelev. So when it says a matzah.